The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told them a parable. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him. And the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Helping out at a teenage boys' retreat on one occasion, I remember one of the fathers of the boys was giving a talk, and he was talking about the difference between vice and virtue. And he says, when a person has attained a virtue, they act very easily in accord with that virtue. They don't struggle to do the act. He says to the boys, for example, let's say you walk in a room, and a crowd of people have just left, and you see a $20 bill on the floor. He said that the person with the vice of dishonesty or greed sees that, looks over the shoulder, makes sure no one's watching, and runs and puts it in his pocket. He says a virtuous boy, an honest boy, sees that $20 bill, goes running for it so that he can hurriedly catch the people, whoever's money that was. He says, but a boy who's trying to do the right thing, but hasn't yet attained the virtue, will struggle depending on how close or far he is to attaining the virtue. So if he's far away, he sees the money, looks over his shoulder, runs, grabs it, puts it in his pocket, and then goes, "Oh no, you know, I should probably bring it. But maybe God left that money for me. I need it more than they do." But ultimately does the right thing. Whereas someone who's almost got the virtue of humility goes running for it to bring it and then stops. "Gosh, I could use this money. No, I'll give it to him." My brothers and sisters, the proud man sees the place of honor, and his heart is set aflame, and he tries to get there before anybody else. Where when we've attained the virtue of humility, and we see the place of honor, our heart isn't even moved. We don't struggle one bit. We go, "Gosh, I hope a worthy person gets that." Our Lord Jesus Christ calls every one of us to a virtuous life. And we can recognize whether or not we've become virtuous in a certain area by whether or not our heart is aroused in a certain way. And when we have not yet attained that virtue and the struggle is there, we shouldn't despair, we shouldn't lose hope, but we should pray for that virtue and notice ourselves growing little by little. And when we haven't yet attained a virtue, we should look for opportunities. Okay, gosh, how can I grow in humility? Lord, give me opportunities where I can die to myself so that I might attain that virtue perfectly. And I couldn't help but think of, especially because tomorrow is the Feast of All the Saints, and I close with this. I remember St. John of the Cross on one occasion, he saw a little holy card, a crumpled up picture of our Lord in a trash can. And in honor of our Lord, he takes the card out and he venerates it, he puts it in his cell. And our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to him. And he said, "John, ask of me anything you want, and I will grant it to you because of the reverence you've shown me." And I remember as I'm reading this, I'm going, "Man, what would I ask for if our Lord said anything?" And John on the cross said, "Lord, allow me to suffer and be despised for you." Right? Not just, "Lord, give me humility, but allow me to be humiliated. Allow other people to put me in the most humble place. I don't just want the virtue. I want to be heroically virtuous." And as we celebrate the Feast of All the Saints, starting this evening, let's ask for that grace, not just to pursue virtue, but heroic virtue.